Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremos Communications Internet Radio. This is Jane Anisetto and
Emily Osmond
from the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware, United States of America. Today is September 28th, the feast day of St. Lorenzo Ruiz, and we will talk about him before we pray to Divine Mercy. Also, before we end the program, we will pray the ninth and last week of the novena for the legal protection of human life. But before all these, Emily Osmond, who just came back a couple of weeks ago from her first time volunteer work at Our Lady of Lourdes in France, will share with us her experience. Emily?
Thanks, Jane. There were five of us who applied together to volunteer at the Hospitalité Notre Dame de Lourdes, or HNDL for short. Three of us were volunteers for the first time. The other two of our friends who invited us to volunteer, May and Heidi, are second-year stagiaires. When you volunteer, you will be a stagiaire, or in English, an intern or trainee, for 5 years, before you commit to become a hospitalier. Okay, that was August 26th when we did our volunteer work. We took a Saturday midnight flight from Newark, New Jersey to Orly Airport in Paris, and then took a domestic flight to Lourdes. We arrived in Lourdes, France, just before the HNDL office closed at 6 p.m. Sunday. The staff was very welcoming and friendly. We quickly got our accommodation details and our schedule for the next day. We stayed in some sort of a dormitory, which is sort of fun. The only bad thing is that there was no elevator and we had to haul our luggages up 3 floors. Being an intern in Hospitalité de Notre Dame de Lourdes is not all service. In fact, the leaders always say that formation is more important than service. Our first day was all formation. We were welcomed by the formation team early in the morning, and of course we started with prayers. We were divided into groups by language. Our formation leader told us about the message of Lourdes. She discussed the 18 apparitions of Our Blessed Mother to Saint Bernadette. Most importantly, we learned about the hospitalier spirit, a spirit of service, which means always put the interests of others before your own, a spirit of availability. People must be able to rely on you when they are in need, a spirit of humility. Accept whatever service is asked of you without arguing, in the spirit of Bernadette, whom Our Lady used as her broom. And as Our Lady said, do whatever he tells you. A spirit of docility, be willing to learn. A spirit of constancy, finish the task completely right to the end. A spirit of generosity, which commands our heart, our strength, and our intelligence. And respect for each individual, be discreet, delicate, gentle in your actions as well as your words. And Bernadette said, the first movement does not belong to us. It is the second which belongs to us. That time we also shared about ourselves and why we came to volunteer. Many in our group were from the United Kingdom and Malta. One was a Jesuit seminarian and two other young men were from a Jesuit school in the UK. We were all strangers when we entered the room, but in the end, it felt that we gained a bunch of friends. That afternoon, our leader toured us around the town of Lourdes. We visited the places where Bernadette lived. We went to the St. Bernadette Museum, too. And then later that afternoon, we met with the other interns and hospitalieres who have been volunteering for years. We socialized with many, and many of them were from different countries. It was fun, and the Italians were even dancing and singing. The highlight of that first day was the torchlight procession. It was very moving. Many pilgrims and volunteers were in the procession holding up candles, saying the rosary together in different languages. On the second day, my friend Nini and I did our first service at St. Patrick, which is the first floor dining hall at the Acquiel Notre Dame Hospital. We sorted and folded rags, washed dishes, and swept the floors. Services in HNDL are organized into five groups. Service St. Joseph, where they meet the pilgrims in the railway station or airport, marshals at ceremonies, and help in the baths. And Service Notre Dame, which Nina and I were assigned in, and Service Marie St. Frey, provides assistance at the Acquiel Notre Dame and Acquiel St. Frey, helping with meals, washing dishes, and housekeeping. The Service St. Jean Baptiste, where two of our friends on their second year internship were assigned, welcomes and assists pilgrims inside and outside the baths. Service St. Bernadette provides induction and training to the interns. And then lastly, Service St. Michel runs and coordinates regarding accommodation and meals for the volunteers, interns, and the hospitaliers. In that afternoon, for our formation, our leader gave us a guided tour of the Lourdes Sanctuary. This included a prayer by the grotto. The sanctuary is beautiful. I haven't seen so many basilicas, churches, and chapels in one small place. The statue of the Crowned Virgin facing the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary, the crypt, and the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, which is right on top of the grotto, is at the center of it all. The next couple of days, we continued our service in the kitchen, washing dishes, sweeping floors, and helping set up hospital rooms. Even though we couldn't communicate well with the workers in the hospital because of the language barrier, they became our friends. It is really a special place where kindness and hospitality flourish. Aside from our service, we were also encouraged to attend spiritual formation whenever we have free time. We went to confession and attend masses and adoration whenever we can, and we did go to the bath. That one shouldn't be missed. For me, the most memorable one was the Way of the Cross up the mountain, where the prayers and reflections were focused on Saint Bernadette's life and virtues. One other memorable moment was the Mass at the grotto at 11 p.m. in the rain. It was our last night there, and the service was in French, but it was very emotional. We also witnessed new hospitaliers make their commitment and engagement to future service. This was after a solemn rosary and Mass attended by all the volunteers that week. We also attended the Eucharistic procession or Blessed Sacrament procession, followed by adoration and benediction in the underground basilica, the St. Pius X Basilica. We may not understand what was said during the masses and prayers we attended, but the solemnity, sincerity, and the presence of Our Lady and Jesus Christ was very much felt.
Wow, that was very interesting. I'm now encouraged to try and volunteer maybe next year, huh? But Emily, what is the most important thing you gained from this experience?
Most importantly, our service does not end in Lourdes. That was what one of the volunteers told us. Do whatever he tells you is not just for a week while volunteering in Lourdes. We are called to a life of service, a life of faith, hope, love, and charity. And to my friends and family, if you're able to, I recommend that you to volunteer at Our Lady of Lourdes Sanctuary. It was a rewarding experience, and I will go back next year. Some of my friends will be sharing their experience next week on this program.
Thank you very much, Emily, for your insight and your experience sharing of your visit to the Lourdes. Right now, I will talk about St. Lorenzo Ruiz, the first Filipino saint. Today is his feast day. That's why we're talking about him. Saint Lorenzo Ruiz was born around the year 1600 in Binondo, Manila, in the Philippines. He was the son of a Chinese father and a Filipino mother. Both were Christians and took care to raise Lorenzo as a Catholic. He served happily in the parish church as an altar boy and calligrapher. As a young man, Lorenzo joined the Dominican confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary. Later, he married a woman named Rosario. The happy couple had three children, two sons and a daughter. By all accounts, the family was ordinary and happy. In 1636, Lorenzo was accused of murder. Allegedly, he killed a Spaniard. However, to protect his safety at that time, he fled home and found refuge on board a ship with three Dominican priests and a leper. There are no details of this alleged crime other than a journal entry by two Dominican priests that he joined their group to escape possible arrest. The ship departed the Philippines on June 10, 1636, bound for Okinawa. A shock awaited the holy passengers when they arrived in Japan. At the time of their arrival, the rulers of Japan, the Tokugawa Shogunate, were persecuting Christians. Prior to this persecution, the Christian population of Japan was thought to number 50,000 souls. Now, Lorenzo was arrested by Japanese officials for the crime of being a Christian and ordered to recant his faith. When he refused, he was imprisoned for 2 years. On September 27, 1637, Lorenzo and his companions were taken to Nagasaki to be tortured and killed if they would not recant their faith. Lorenzo and his companions were tortured by water, which was forced into their mouths and down their throats and out their noses and ears. Despite the painful torture, the men refused to do so, to recant their faith. Following this, Lorenzo was hanged upside down with a rope around his ankles. This method of torture was known as tsurusi, or gallows and pit. The torture forces a person to be hanged upside down with a gash cut in their forehead to prevent too much blood from gathering in the head. The gash also causes the victim to bleed to death over an extended period of time. Those who have survived the torture have said it is unbearable. One hand is left free so the victim can offer an agreed symbol that will represent their desire to recant their faith. Those few who recant are spared and allowed to live, but few people ever recanted, choosing instead to die for their faith. Lorenzo refused to recant. According to the record of his death, his last words were, "I am a Catholic and wholeheartedly do accept death for God. Had I 1,000 lives, all these to him I shall offer. Do with me as you please." His traveling companions were all killed, steadfast until the end. Lorenzo was beatified by Pope John Paul II on February 18, 1981. The beatification ceremony was held in the Philippines, making it the first beatification ceremony ever held outside the Vatican. A miracle attributed to his intercession occurred in 1983. A 2-year-old girl, Alegria Policarpio, suffered with hydrocephaly, a condition she had since birth, was miraculously cured. His canonization took place at the Vatican on October 18, 1987. Saint Lorenzo Ruiz is a patron saint of Filipino youth, the Philippines, people working overseas, and altar services. Today is his feast day, September 28. We will now pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, In 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust
in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy
on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And last, we would like to do the novena for the legal protection of human life. But before we start that, I'd like to give a little background on why this novena is here. A chief strategist for legalizing abortion lied about deaths from illegal abortion, claims that thousands of women were dying from illegal abortions at the time of Roe were fabricated for political purposes. The late Bernard Nathanson, a chief strategist for legalizing abortion, said he and his associates invented the nice, round, shocking figure of 5,000 to 10,000 deaths a year from illegal abortions. He said, "I confess that I knew the figures were totally false, and I suppose the others did too, if they stopped to think of it, but in the morality of our revolution, it was a useful figure, widely accepted, so why go out of our way to correct it with honest statistics?" But research confirms that the actual number of maternal deaths resulting from abortion in the 25 years prior to 1973 averaged 250 a year, with a high of 388 in 1948. In 1966, before the first state legalized abortion, 120 mothers died from abortion. While any death is a tragedy, by 1972, when abortion was still illegal in 80% of the country, the number dropped to 39 maternal deaths from abortion. Furthermore, a groundbreaking 2012 study of abortion in Chile published a peer-reviewed scientific journal found that Chile's abortion prohibition in 1989 did not cause an increase in the maternal mortality rate, MMR for short. On the contrary, after abortion was prohibited, the MMR, maternal mortality rate, decreased by 69.2% in the following 14 years. So now we invite you to offer a sacrifice for our intention. We pray, may a change in the U.S. Supreme Court move our nation closer to the day when every human being is protected in law and welcomed in life. Let us pray one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be for this ninth and last week of our novena. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Please send them via email to the address legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. Let me repeat that. legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who have made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, a pastor, our pastor of the St. Mary of the Association Catholic Church, Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, AJ Laporto, who provided the music, Ann Courtney, Jim White, and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. God bless.